Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Sometimes when our animals display a certain problem behavior, it seems like they always do it. Occasionally, some animals do. But more often than not, they only display the behavior on very specific conditions. Animals are like us. They're hardwired to get the job done or to get what they want, physical and emotional stability, in that particular environment, using the least amount of energy. The thing about annoying behaviors is that the more annoying the behavior is, the more constant we perceive it to be. The more annoying the behavior is, often the more frequently we assume it's occurring. It may not actually occur all that often, but when it does, it bothers us so much, and we think about it so much after it occurs, that the total event seems to last a long, long time. This is why when your animal displays a behavior you find problematic, be it not using the litter box, or making a fuss at the front door, or not liking dogs, or not liking people, that you pay attention to when and where and the circumstances when this actually occurs. And although a dog may always bark, or always aggress toward all dogs, or all people, and the cat may never, ever use the litter box, or the cat may literally pee on everything, just as a dog may literally chew everything. When you start actually thinking about and keeping a journal and paying attention to what's actually going on, you'll discover that more likely than not, that's not the case. More likely than not, the dog only barks under certain circumstances. The cat really doesn't pee everywhere. The cat may pee in more than one place, but not everywhere. The dog may not like other dogs, but the dog may not aggress toward another dog except under very specific circumstances. Some dogs only act aggressive toward other dogs when they're on a leash, or when they're inside the house or the car and see that other dog coming. And the same way with aggression toward people. While there are some dogs who aggress toward all people, most commonly feral animals or those who have been free roaming for a long period of time and are street dogs of long duration and heritage, most dogs don't waste the energy aggressing toward all people. They aggress only when they're going to get the biggest bang for their bucks, not unlike the cats who mark. Marking takes energy, so if you're going to do it, you want it to pay. So if you find yourself thinking in terms of always or everywhere, take a step back. Start keeping some records and determine if that is indeed the case. By doing this, not only will you discover a lot about your animal's particular behavior, that information is going to make it a lot easier to find a solution to those annoying behaviors.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.